Scription was feeling much better since he had been taken to the kitchens and given good red wall fare. The absence of Diggs added to his well-being. He felt his natural vim and insolence returning. It came as an unpleasant shock when Skipper strode in and seized him by the scruff of his neck. Gripchen tried to wriggle free, snarling,
"Get your paws off me, river dog! Who do you think you are?"
The brawny otter pinned him to the wall with one hefty paw. He began clouting the ferret's ears with the other. Skipper explained who he was, accentuating each word with a stinging smack.
"I'll tell you who I am, Dibbon Robber. I'm the beast who's going to knock your head off if you tell any lies or give me any more of your lip."
Gripchen began sobbing relentlessly.
"Please, sir, don't hit me no more. I've told you all I know. I can't tell you no more, honest, I can't."
Diggs ambled in, munching on an oversized vegetable pasty.
"Oh, hello, Skipper, old scout. What's that rascal been up to, what? I say, do you mind holding me pasty while I give him a few smacks? I feel sort of responsible for the scoundrel, having captured him and all that."
Skipper left off cuffing Gripchen's ears long enough to explain.
"Me and Buckler thinks this and knows more than he's saying. I'm taking him back up to the wall top so we can question him without upsetting every beast."
Diggs brushed pasty crumbs from his chubby cheeks.
"Good idea. I'll lend a blinking paw. You take one ear and I'll take the other. What?"
They went off with Gripchen hobbling tip-pawed between them and wailing pitifully.
"Go, you pull me lugs off."
Oakheart joined them as they left the kitchen.
"Pon my word, does that wretch never stop bleating?"
Halfway across the lawn, they met Granby, who inquired where they were taking the captive. On being told, he decided to tag along. Gripchen cowered against the battlemented wall, nervously licking dry lips as he looked from one to the other of his interrogators. Diggs was finishing off his pasty. Skipper was flexing his paws. Oakheart had taken the liberty of bringing along a wooden oven paddle, which he was tapping on the rampart stones. Granby had sat down, taking from his belt pouch, a piece of bark parchment, and a thin charcoal stick. He smiled at the ferret.
"Just to take down anything you tell us."
However, it was Buckler who was causing the captive some real apprehension. The young blade master was honing his long rapier blade on a whetstone. Without looking at Gripchen, he spoke, testing the keen edge against his paws.
"I want you to think very carefully. I must have an answer to every question I ask."
A lump appeared in Gripchen's throat. As he swallowed hard, he nodded furiously. Buckler continued in a level tone.
"Are the young'uns alive and well?"
The ferret kept nodding as he found his voice.
"They're all still living, as far as I know, sir."